I am speaking to Annie Roo from Helix SA Snail Farm, located in Centurion in Gauteng. Annie, tell me about snail farming and how it works.
Snail farming has been in South Africa for the past 8 years, but it's only been commercial farmed for the last 2 years. It can be farmed in three ways, which is number one, indoor farming, where you control the environment, the day, night, and humidity. Secondly, it can be farmed outdoor in a shade net house under wooden pellets. And thirdly, also outdoors under a shade net house with a curtain method. And all three of the above has been proven successful.
And what do snails feed off of? How often do you feed them?
Snails feed only at night as they are nocturnal. We started about 2 years ago. We took hands with an animal food specialist to develop a specialized food for the snails, which is a total protein-based dry food, and it contains all the proteins, obviously calcium, vitamins, and minerals needed for the animals. Majority of the commercial farmers are now using this food. Previously, everybody was manufacturing their own food, and they were not very successful with that.
What is the exact conditions needed to farm with snails?
All right. The conditions needed to farm for indoors, the snails are kept on tables, and you can farm up to 10 tons of snails on 1,000 meter squares. There, as I said, you have to control the environment, i.e. humidifiers, air conditioners, dehumidifiers, and day-night, you know, which we control with lights. Outdoor, you can farm under wooden pellets. So to farm 10 tons of snails, you need 1,000 square meters to do. Or if you do the curtain method outdoors, you need about 400 square meters of undernet space to farm 10 tons of snails. Or if you can even go smaller, currently I have 220 square meters under 80% shade net. And I can farm 6 tons of snails in me with a curtain method.
What are the risk factors to consider when one wants to farm with snails?
Okay, snails unfortunately is on the bottom of the food chain, so everything wants to eat it, i.e. rats, lizards, frogs, birds, in some areas snakes as well. So it's very important to control that. And hygiene, obviously, is of vital importance, you know, because snails do tend to get nematodes, viruses, and bacteria. And then our biggest enemy this year so far has been uncontrolled weather conditions, where you have 35, 36 degrees, and then overnight it starts raining and it gets to 18 to 20 degrees. And then the biggest problem that snail farmers experience is overpopulation. It has to be controlled to 250 snails per square meter.
Wow, that's interesting. Wouldn't you want a lot of snails? What's the reason for that?
If you overpopulate, they get dwarfism.
Okay.
You know, it's like fish in a pond.
Hmm.
The more you put in, the smaller they stay.
Okay.
That's why they control. You have to control that.
And how demanding is the market for snails?
Currently, we have two offset markets in South Africa. The first one is for human consumption, with a yearly shortage of about 200 tons. And secondly, we've got a cosmetic and an animal food manufacturing shortage of about 150 tons a year. Then I'm not even touching the export market, which is in excess of 400 tons a year. Currently, we can't look at the export market because we can't even supply enough for the local markets.
And then the next question is, how profitable is the market?
Snail farming is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It is based on numbers. So obviously, the more snails you have, the better your income. You can only harvest every 9 months. And the breeders need to be replaced yearly, okay? We work on a natural mortality for babies around 30%. And our current selling price is 1 rand a snail, mature snail.
And that was Annie Roo from Helix SA Snail Farm, located in Centurion in Gauteng.